I think that's not the issue that we're interested in. What, that's why we asked, what are the suggestions, what are they going to do, you know, because we couldn't get the answer the last time, say, what is this SPV? Don't have them wrong people here, members of the portfolio committee, they research issue, what is it? And on the presentation as well of downtown, you, one of the issues that we wanted clarity on, Mr. Laga, was that the chairperson of the board, the business plan is fine, there's nothing wrong. But what the details of it, how to implement it, because also there are costs involved. You know, where I'm getting the money from, you know, those are some of the things. And as politicians, we will never, I know they say we are the nastiest people, but we won't support what we don't know, unfortunately. Because it's taxpayers' money, and we won't really support what we don't know and what we don't understand. Not that we are stupid, but we must give the details. Because you see, one of the mistakes that people do when they come here, that's why if you watch TV, you'll hear people have been chased away from the portfolio committee. We don't like doing that. We want the publicity for, I think NAC had a feel of that once through the previous CEO. Because you come here, people are watching you on TV, and some come with the issue that they think members of parliament are go, they're not learned. You know, calling the Bayakola, without promotion with the PhD, you know, as Lavila. So we are just trying to believe, and because I think it's your first time here. I don't think it was your first time here in Parliament, but if you can clarify us on those issues, because you see, we hand in those something that we don't understand, you know. We must be given detail by detail. That's why we always say, even if it's 500 pages, we read it. That's why we say, yeah, we can advance, give us, we read it. And we'll even tell you that, you gave us the presentation from last year, because we checked, we put 2, 8, 9, 10, and then we say, this is what you said last year. You must ask counsel. They will tell you. I would just for now, before Monica, you present, just maybe you should start first and take us through what you had done already. Because some of the questions, as person of any Mama Kwete, if you remember, these are some of the questions that I asked. How far are you? What have you done? Because this has got a negative impact. You see, we're meeting the audits next week. This issue of downtown, it becomes an issue. But it's an issue that media likes as well, you know. Then it will create as if Kujimali. And my friend is not even trying to grow downtown, but it creates that impression and that perception that so that's some of the things that we clarify. When it comes to the portfolio committee, we are not here just to the equality we have, but we also the challenges that we have. That's why we call the department to be here, so that it can they cannot deny if they've made promises. Because we had a situation where entities would come and say department made a promise. The department is not here, it can't defend itself. That's why you said department. That's why I wanted them to be here while he's doing his minister's work as well. It's fine in my meeting. So that it goes directly as it is to the minister. So that is why you are seeing us. Now that members I don't understand, they were confused like me in the beginning. There's nothing wrong if you want to come, Mr. Tongan. Myself, if you've got issues that you want to raise, but for now, for the purposes of PMG, we want what was requested in the last meeting, because whatever that that is reported, it must correlate what she's recording. If you've got other issues to raise with the portfolio committee, you are very welcome. After we have got a symphony, let us say Havana. I say Havana, nobody comes here. Monica, I'll give you that and then you will give us those answers. Okay. Okay, Monica.
Chairperson, my chairperson will introduce the presentation and then I'll take it from there.
Okay.
Chairperson, thank you very much. From the National Arts Council, we would like to hold in on... Yes.
We would like... We are on those documents. Okay.
We would like to talk to a few issues, but with particular emphasis on the progress made since we were last here, because the main issue is the transfer of downtown studios from the National Arts Council. So I will talk to the progress made. I will also talk to the council position on downtown. Our CEO will talk on the institutional framework, the MOUs, and so on. And then she will also take us in detail on matters impacting on the transfer. And I think those are some of the complexities, Chair, that you wanted to hear about. Can you go to the next one, Nick? Now, the chairperson, myself, and the deputy chairperson went to downtown studios, and we were hosted by the CEO and the chairperson of the Downtown Music Hub. And I must say that, you see, when people talk to you about downtown and you keep hearing there's a dilapidated building, you imagine all sorts of things, but you need to go there to go and see what's happening. It is a well-kept building. We were very impressed. And the history that the chairperson of downtown was referring to is there on the walls. And we were walking around and saying, wow, and look who was here, and look who was here. It is a well-kept building from the time you walk into the front door. So, you know, I just want to dispel this view that it is a building that is falling apart. Yes, it does need to be refurbished, but it is not as bad as the picture has been painted in the past. And I think through our visit, we reached a good understanding of the challenges and the way forward between the parties, because our stand as the National Arts Council is that we would like to transfer downtown to the right people that will look after it. We are not in the business of managing studios. We know very little about that. But we heard today that there is a board that are experts in the music industry who understand the intricacies. We would like to get rid of it, but of course not get rid of it in that sense, but to make sure that the transfer is done properly, that we've already established that downtown has done their audit and that they've had an unqualified audit over the past 3 years, for the past 2 years. So those things are in place. The governance is in place. It is just for us to say, right, minister, sign on the bottom line, because downtown is ready to be transferred. The audit has been conducted, as I've said, and the audited financials have been integrated once more into our annual financial statements, and we hope that will be for the last time this year, because then downtown will be able to, the auditor is an independent entity running its own affairs. Next one. At the last meeting, there was Ms. Fana Mugwena, who was talking about musicians being organized and we did invite him, and I know that the DAC also tried to invite him, but he has not responded. So we have not been able to take that issue further, Chairperson. Monica will speak to the institutional framework, but I just want us to go to 2-3 slides more, Monica. That one, yes. Right, now we know that we got a quantified audit through downtown in 2009-2010 and an adverse audit opinion last year. Now, as we all know, and I'm sure we've repeated it over and over again, that we came aboard in 2011 and we established a task team which was led by the deputy chairperson to go and into the intricacies so that we could understand really what is going on. And then we were able to go to DAC and say, okay, this is the map of activities that we need to go through. And we put dates, and yesterday, in fact, I signed another letter to the minister, which hopefully he will sign, and authorizing the official transfer. So we have made, I believe, very, very significant progress. Monica, thank you. I think you should take over from there, unless the deputy chair wants to add anything.
No, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, members, and thank you for the invitation to appear again before the Portfolio Committee. Essentially, what you're looking at is the role players that we currently have. So the Department of Arts and Culture initiated discussions with Arvusa to essentially purchase downtown studios. Now, the NSC then becomes involved in a transaction based on the DAC's request, which is that essentially we would become involved in the process largely as a fiduciary. So we bought downtown studios from Arvusa and held it as an asset for transfer. Okay. Now, the critical thing is that these assets are essentially twofold. One is Squawk Street Properties, which is the building at number 62 Hode Street. The other is Downtown Studios, which is essentially the business and its assets. Collectively, we refer to these as Downtown Studios, but they are in fact two separate entities. At this point, Fox Street Properties remains a company, but Downtown Studios, a business, has in fact been deregistered. Okay. But for the fact of the matter is, at the moment, the NAC owns the building and the assets. The deeds are registered in our name. All of that kind of documentation currently rests with the NAC. Now, so we've got the building and we've got the assets. Now, the Department of Arts and Culture, as per the original MOU, established the special purpose vehicle. And that vehicle is the Downtown Music Hub. It was registered as a Section 21 non-profit company in 2010. And what is essentially outstanding is the transfer of these assets to Downtown Music Hub. And the complexities that I'm going to speak to throughout this presentation essentially relate to three things. One is the acquisition, two is the transfer, three is the financing. Okay. And those are the consistent themes. At the moment, Downtown Music Hub occupies a building owned by the NAC and operates assets owned by the NAC. So this is a complex situation for both boards to deal with. Because at the moment, the NAC owns but doesn't operate, Downtown Music operates but doesn't own. And those are some of the complexities of the situation that we have at the moment. And in terms of how this process rolls its way forward, it's essential that Downtown Music Hub owns the building and the assets so that it can go into the funding marketplace with assets. Okay. That it owns, that it governs, that it administers. So, the transfer, as the chairperson has highlighted, is what the NAC is primarily interested in. And a lot of work that we've done over the last while has been primarily about preparing the organization for transfer. In order to do that, we had to deal with the issues of acquisition, which impacted on the transfer, and prepare the assets for transfer. So, the institutional framework is that there was an MOU, and I'm going to move through this quite quickly because this is information that the committees have. There's an MOU. So,
What is this issue? I think here she needed to go a little bit slow so that we understand, go through together. Because now she also emphasized the complexity of the matter itself and the whole, the structured way it is in terms of the Downtown Music Hub, the NAC, and then, the department. With your permission, can you still go back and try to go through that so that we understand the complexity, therefore? Sorry.
So, the Department of Arts and Culture, for the reasons that were outlined in the initial slide in the Downtown Music Hub presentation, believing of the value of such an asset for the music industry, initiated discussions with AVUSA, who owned Downtown. Okay. The asset was up for sale, and so there were discussions about the department's interest, which allowed for the sale of the asset. The department, recognizing perhaps that the NAC was a useful vehicle, utilized the NAC as a fiduciary, essentially an organization which was empowered through funding to purchase the asset on behalf of the Department of Arts and Culture and then to transfer it. We were essentially the implementing agency of the transaction. The aim was to purchase and to transfer in the original documentation within one financial year. Okay. So, in 2009, the Department of Arts and Culture made a transfer to the National Arts Council of just over $7 million, and that was utilized to purchase the assets. Now, the assets, and this is where the complexity really comes in. Downtown Studios is its name, but it actually comprises two completely separate entities. At one point, they were two completely separate companies. One is Fox Street Properties, which is the asset at number 62 Court Street, the building itself.
Okay.
The other is the business Downtown Studios and its assets, which are the recording desks and those kinds of things. Sorry, Charlie, my technical language is failing me here. Hadley, you'll forgive me. That essentially comprise the things that make a recording studio a recording studio. Okay. Everybody with me at this point? All right. Currently, the business Downtown Studios has been deregistered with the company's office.
Okay.
So what is remaining is the assets, the instruments, the recording studios, the chairs, the, you know, all of the things that essentially were bought.
Okay.
And they were bought at a value of about 143,000 odd, those assets.
Okay.
And then you have the building, which was bought at just over a couple, I think it was about $4.6 million. One of the slides takes you through those financing issues in a lot more detail. So from the NAC's perspective, and certainly from the audit perspective, we are not managing one entity called Downtown Studios. We are managing two entities, Fox Street Properties and Downtown Studios Assets.
Okay.
Both of those issues will need, both of those entities and assets will need to be transferred to the Downtown Music Hub. So, the complexities at the moment, as I mentioned, pertain to the acquisition and compliance issues around the acquisition, transfer, compliance relating to transfer, because the PFMA is clear, but also ensuring that the assets are ready for transfer. I'll talk to that in a bit more detail as we go through. And the third issue is financing, which speak to the role of the music hub as it receives the assets and realizes its organizational vision. Okay. Now, the special purpose vehicle, Downtown Music Hub, was established in terms of the MOU by the Department of Arts and Culture, registered with the board, and a lot of work was done in terms of developing a business plan, and that's precisely one of the things that we're here to do today. But one of the challenges for the Downtown Music Hub is that currently they're sitting in a building that they don't own, operating assets that they don't own, which actually the NAC owns but wants to get rid of. So we have two boards, okay, each with different intentions, but with a shared interest in the assets and the building. So one of the complexities has been in the audit process is who's auditors? Auditing three individual entities separately, the Hub, Fox Street Properties, Downtown Studios. With me. Okay. All right. So the SPV, as it's currently formulated, will take control over its own developmental vision, but the assets, which is the building and the recording, the instrumentation, the equipment, on behalf of the music industry. It's a non-profit organization, and those assets will be utilized to further its vision in the building Downtown Studios, which, as both members of the board have pointed out, has a wonderful history, has a role, and a very old relationship with both international and local musicians. So it's a special place. It's a place that is felt to be important to the development of music, both in terms of its heritage value, but also obviously in terms of its future, which is why we're all here today in a way, as the portfolio committee and of course the individual members of the delegation, because we believe that this organization has value, because these assets can actually develop music and because the Downtown Music Hub can actually further this developmental vision. So, let me go through. Okay, and members, please stop me along the way if it becomes a bit of a challenge. Because certainly, and from my perspective, having joined in January, there was a lot to learn. And Tommy will also attest, CFO, to the fact that there was a lot to learn. So, the institutional framework, which essentially links all of us together, is a memorandum of understanding. That memorandum of understanding was signed between the Department of Arts and Culture and the NAC in 2008 and basically stipulated the following. The NAC would act on behalf of the DAC in terms of the purchase, that we would transfer the property and the business to the special purpose vehicle, which would be established in 2009. And funds were transferred to the NAC as follows. $4.6 million for the building, $143,160 for the purchase of the business, $1.5 million for operations, because importantly, we bought an organization that was working. There were staff, the building was running, rates and taxes needed to be paid, so the operations of the organization had to continue. So essentially, we bought the assets and continued to operate the assets so that recordings could continue to happen, demos could continue to be made, and rehearsals could continue to be held in the space. There were some funds for the development of a business plan, and of course, funds for the transfer costs, value-added tax was added, and so the total of that total quantum, which was initially allocated for this purpose for the purchase, was $7.5 million. Subsequently, recognizing the delays in establishing a special purpose vehicle, there was an addendum to the Memorandum of Understanding, which essentially indicated that the NSC would include the appointment of staff members as independent contractor and would pay staff and creditors. Okay. And of course, additional funds were provided on that basis. Now, so this is the broader institutional framework that we're working within. And this is the contractual documentation that essentially pulls all of us together into this relationship around the assets, the building, and the vision of downtown. So, to date, in 2008-09, the $7.5 million was provided. In 2009-10, further funding was provided for operations and business planning, further business planning. It was quite clear it was a very complex issue that needed to be dealt with. In 2012-2013, through the NAC, through funds held by the NAC on behalf of the DAC, we intervened to support the organization in a very difficult position, which is where there were outstanding creditors, operations were a real challenge, and of course, from the NAC's perspective, we need to ensure that we could audit. So funds were provided. And as has been indicated for 2012-2013, we have made $2 million available once again with funds held on by the NAC on behalf of the DAC to ensure that the organization could continue to operate. DAC itself has provided funding directly to the Downtown Music Hub, and I'm sure Tola's presentation will speak to that in a bit more detail. So over the last couple of years, since 2008-09, there has been funding channeled into the organization for a whole range of reasons. And as I said to you before, the complexities pertain to acquisition, transfer, and funding. Okay. So as the chairperson has highlighted so eloquently, our position at the NAC is that we want to transfer Downtown Studios and Fox Street properties, because we believe that that is in the best interests of everybody, of the hub, so that they have control over the assets, but also from NAC perspective, because the NAC is not in the business of running businesses or in the business of running recording studios. So, we held a meeting with the Department of Arts and Culture to agree on a joint approach. This was discussed with the Downtown Music Hub, and essentially, what we agreed to do was to engage with the short and medium term financial viability of the organization, which is where the NAC stepped in and actively brokered organizational resources with the Department of Arts and Culture to ensure that the organization could continue. Deal with the corporate governance matters impacting on the NAC's regularity audit, because that was of enormous concern, the council and of course portfolio committee as well, where this organization was causing negative audit outcomes for some time. And very importantly, finalize all matters pertaining to the transfer of Downtown Studios. So in that broad framework of agreement, the NAC and Downtown Music Hub have continued along the path, along with officials at the Department of Arts and Culture, to ensure that the transfer could happen. So, matters impacting on the transfer, the financial viability. As I mentioned, we secured funds to settle outstanding debts, and some funds have been secured for 2012-2013, but we understand that these aren't necessarily adequate. Further actions is that the DAC and Downtown must determine further funding. Okay? And there needs to be a workshop, and that workshop is planned between NAC, Downtown, and DAC to ensure that we are all keeping in touch on the same page and moving forward in the same direction. I'm happy to report progress is as planned at this stage, okay, recognizing though that there are some continued financial difficulties. In terms of financial reporting, we needed to ensure that we had 3 years of management accounts that could be audited, and that these would be for Fox Street Properties, Downtown Studios, and of course the Hub itself was preparing its own financial statements. Those financial statements were prepared and audited. Okay, we're on target with that, but one of the things that we will need to do coming up is, because the NAC is the governing organization, public finance management principles apply to how the funding is spent. Debbie?
Chairperson, Monica wanted us to clarify that this slide is now talking to what Chairperson is talking to. It's talking to the issues that we said when we last left here. Say, Chairperson, these are the matters that we need to deal with to facilitate fact-checking this, the transfer. So we are talking to the tick box of, in fact, what we also did, we looked at the PMG minutes. So these issues here that Monica is now addressing is talking exactly to those, to say where are the shortfalls at the moment, things that we have had to prepare. That's why you also see the ticks on the other side to give you an indication of the progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Chairperson. So at this point, what we will need to do in future is work very closely with Downtown Studios Management and ensure that the NAC's policies apply to how Downtown Music Hub administers the building and the studio assets on her behalf. So that pertains to supply chain management and all of those kinds of aspects. Okay. And there's constant engagement between management of both entities around these kinds of issues. And certainly our CFO worked very closely with Chola and her team in relation to the preparation of the management accounts and the auditing process to ensure that everybody was getting the necessary support that they needed. In terms of the preparations for the 2011-2012 audit, which has just been finalized, we needed to establish an appropriate treatment with regard to how, in the annual financial statement of the NAC, we would treat these two entities, Fox Street Properties and Downtown Studios. Okay. This was one of the most complex issues, and I'll deal with it in a bit more detail as we begin to deal with the audit findings. But when you are an organization like the National Arts Council, we are not structured to have different divisions. We don't necessarily see ourselves as a group. But in 2010-2011 annual report and annual financial statements, the NAC reported as a group, the NAC and then the NAC and Downtown Studios. Okay. And all of this led to some of the technical issues resulting in the adverse audit opinion for 2010-2011. But I will deal with those in more detail. For the moment, we managed to reach agreement between Treasury and the AG about the treatment, and that treatment was applied for 2011-2012. So, progress as planned. In terms of the audit outcomes for 2009, sorry, it should be qualified audit outcomes for 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012. Fox Street Properties and Downtown Studios received essentially the intervention was to ensure that we had unqualified audit reports from those entities, because the corporate governance issues in a transfer are very, very important, because the side who is transferring needs to be able to assure the side who is receiving that the full financial picture is accurate and audited. So if there are problems, those problems are documented, and those problems can then be resolved. So it's a transparency and accountability project. So unlike buying something footstoots, unlike buying that car with a broken clutch and burnt out engine, okay, in terms of our process of transfer, we need to make sure from the NAC side that Downtown Music Hub, who is receiving the assets, has the full picture financially and from a corporate governance perspective of what they are receiving. And that has been done. So we now have audited financial statements for 2009-10, 2010-2011, and 2011-2012. And they were unqualified for 2010-2011 and 2011-2012 for Fox Street Properties and Downtown Studios. Okay. So So we at the NAC can hand over with confidence assets that we know exactly where they stand. Listen, the areas, some areas for improvement, and the NAC Council has committed to the DAC that we as management at the NAC will continue to support management at Downtown Music Hub to ensure that the process is as smooth as possible. Okay. Importantly for the NAC, the complexity of this audit process led to some delays in our audit process, and I'll deal with that in a bit more detail, because we were awaiting the audit outcomes in order to finalize our own financial statements. Okay. So I'll deal with that in a bit more detail as we go. Is everybody still with me? Sorry, yeah. Chola got to do cool, sexy presentation. I got to do the technical presentation. Okay. Other matters affecting transfer. The signing over of Provident Funds and the finalization of outstanding taxation matters. If you recall, when we took on Downtown, we took on staff members. Those staff members have been employed for many years at Gallo. And what was critical for them and in terms of the Labor Relations Act was to ensure continuity of service and continuity of benefits. So what we needed to do was to make sure that for staff, it didn't really make any difference as to who they were working for, but that their benefits would be the same. And so what we've been able to do is to satisfy and resolve all outstanding matters pertaining to the Provident Fund as these funds have been transferred from one entity to the other, and of course outstanding matters pertaining to South African Revenue Service payments relating to PAYE, SIT and other kinds of taxes. So those matters have been resolved, progress as planned. The payment of outstanding funds owing to SARS we've not done, and we don't foresee any further problems in that regard. In terms of the settling of any outstanding debts, obviously as we prepared an organization for transfer, we couldn't also transfer the debts over to the receiving organization. So what we needed to do was to settle outstanding rates and taxes accounts and all of those kinds of things. And that, if you recall, in the slide where I outlined where the money went, that was some of where the 1.8 million rand went in 2012-2013, was to settle outstanding accounts. At the moment, what we need to do as part of the transfer process is that fairly difficult process of transferring the actual name of accounts. So on the rates and taxes account, it needs to be transferred from NAC to Downtown Music Hub. On the pick it up, sewerage, all of those kinds of municipal accounts and all other kinds of accounts, all of that will need to be transferred over into the name of Downtown Studio, sorry, Downtown Music Hub, because that will relinquish the NAC of any legal claim against us for costs incurred by the asset. Because for the moment, we are legally liable for the rates and taxes, etc., that pertain to the building because we own it. But we don't administer it against some of the complexities. In terms of approval from the minister, obviously we could not transfer something when we didn't have permission to approve it in the first place. As a result, what we needed to do was a two-step process. We needed to get condonation of the purchase, which we've received. Now we need condonation for the transfer. And as the chairperson had indicated, that's already in progress, and we've had confirmation from the department itself. We're still waiting for written confirmation of that process can go ahead, because they are satisfied that we have met the conditions of the meeting that we held with the Department of Arts and Culture. So, should I stop here and take some questions at this point? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The reason we did the breakdown, Chair, is that this matter, and I could see Honourable Moss nodding, there's many things that had to, the process was a bit messy, but it is under control now. The two entities are working together. What was the case before was that we were working in isolation. The board of Downtown Studio and the board of NAC were working in isolation, but owning and operating, being stakeholder but not talking to each other or resolving problems. So the tick box we are having now, we are saying we have set ourselves specific goals to say these are the things that we need to work on. We putting this to say we have made, I mean, if you look at this, it might not, Chairperson, might not, I know the history where you're coming from. You're saying this has been around for since 2010, 2009. But if you look at the inroads that we have been making on this, it's quite a tough job, and having to deal with letters that are going back and forth between departments, between ourselves, paying rates and taxes, going to SARS, clearing up this institution, all of those things are now in order. And we can confidently say to you, we are actually coming to the tail end of it, where the last hurdle at this point in time is to actually, I mean, maybe I'm talking on behalf of, or on the side of the MAC, but the transfer is very important, because the transfer will then say this institution will now be independent, own the operation and the assets, and then it then can be able to deal or run itself separately. And then they will then give you a business plan of their business case of how do they see themselves sustained. I mean, how do they see this business being sustained going forward? So this list here, as I said, progress, that's why we ticked all of those things. If we had not gone through this list, we would still be going around circles, because this institution would not be able to be to be sold back or transferred back to the downtown music hub.
I believe now, Ms. Fadusa, do you have anything to say before we ask questions? Some of the questions I think this what you've been asking the department about.
Thank you, Chair. I think the Deputy Chairperson of the NAC has covered and painted a picture of the amount of work that has been done by these two boards, and we really appreciate the board of the NAC when they have taken over recently, and also the CEO who has just been appointed, who, as she has indicated, started to speak animal and had to learn and hit the road running, and so that we are where we are at this point in time. And we, with senior manager, Mr. Masukwana, has also indicated to me that he has been instructed by the DG to ensure that this request for the transfer is fast-tracked so that the minister can sign that, so that the NAC can transfer the funds. Thank you, Chair. You're sorry that they ended.
Thank you, Chair. I think members now it's much clearer than it was. If you've got any questions to ask, I will allow you to ask questions, make comments why do I say Van der Berg? Maybe I'm missing so much.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you very much for the presentation. To me, it's much more clearer now. Thank you very much. And as far as complexities are concerned, this is a complex situation we've got here. I want to ask maybe two questions. The National Arts Council, or the DAC, then purchased the bonds, the assets, on behalf of Downtown Music Hub. Once it's been transferred, is the building and the assets now a donation from the Department of Arts and Culture, or will Downtown Music Hub have to pay up a smile? That's my first question. And then one of the presenters said that it's a non-profit business. Now, I'm interested, how will the operation costs be covered? Where will you get the money from? Are there donors or sponsors? Or how is that going to happen? Yeah, maybe I'll stop there for now. Thanks.
Any other member that wants to comment? I can see one of them most, then I'll be sure, then you can. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much, folks, CEOs, for the presentation. I see, yes, you did all the board, or Chairperson, you did listen to us. When he was speaking on this, the challenge on the east of the downtown studios. And he said this income for a very long time. Even I saw the previous 2008, 2009, and at least it makes progress. But my question will be, Jefferson, you see, if we talk about this, then talk about property, but we're also talking about other type of assets. On the issue of a property, if you transfer a property, there must be done first evaluation of that particular property. So that you know what is the value of that property. Because you can't pay something who are very expensive and the building is not even upstanding. So it would be important for us to know as a committee what is the value of that property. On the issue of the basis is not enough. I didn't do that. On the issue of the investigation, I don't say, person, did we receive a report on the investigation? I mean, the forensic investigation, and totally. But my question would be, where are this investigation report? And what is the findings on that report? Because we must be informed. Because if somebody was doing something wrong, who are against the policy and legislation of this country, and that person must be account, or the law must go its course. I just want to take on the issue of the qualified vote for the National Arts Council in 2009, 2010, and then it said, and its first audit opinion 2010 and 2012, when where is 2011? Is it a mistake? Is it a typing mistake? also, say person, on the issue, if the National Council says the property is not up to standard, then I want to ask myself, if this property was buying by the Department of Arts and Culture and will be transferred to National Arts Council, because I know on the issue of infrastructure upgrading, whatever you say it, is it not the responsibility of public works? Why must, or what is the agreement? Must the National Arts Council do something about property must be upgraded or whatever? Because well, you know, maybe spend money you're not supposed to spend to make that property in good standard according the policy of maintenance whatever of buildings. Because why I'm asking this question, in the strategy meeting that the department was presented to us in this year, in 18 of April 2012, the department was taking a decision that the infrastructure funds were spent, were supposed to will be spent by each entities. So did it happen or not? The department is here in the DGC. So we must look to do, oh, you people must look to those things. You must look, say, oh, you must look to those things. Not taking money you're supposed to use operational, then you spend it on those type of things. Then I mean then the other general will say A, B, and C, that's why you can't qualify against unqualified reports. This thing is very tricky. But luckily, the DG was saying the other day to us, they're going to use other entity also to assist IDT on the issue of the maintenance or upgrading of the properties of of public works,
of
arts and culture. So, Chairperson, this is my first question, but Chairperson, I must also raise the concern. You see, Chairperson, we can make very beautiful speeches when dealing with the budget vote. And we make a lot of commitments. But I feel this thing is, I mean, what ministers, this thing is taking too long. It's taking too long. So we must say, yes, Chairperson, after the minister signs of the letter that the chairperson of the board is talking about, what's next? What is the step next? We must know it's the committee. If the minister signs off of this issue, of this effort, what is the step next? And what time frame are we going? When we go out, Chairperson, on 2014, there must be nothing of those committee that things that we were talking about, especially in this industry, the music industry. There mustn't be things stay behind. We must be finalized. This issue will come in for a very long time. As you already saying, you have your competitive with other countries. You're going there once a year to meeting with other countries. So when those countries decide, oh, tomorrow us must be South Africa, we want to come to meet here, they must come to a place where they really can see transformation is really happening in this democratic South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Shona.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to start by appreciating the fact that we're having this presentation in front of us. There may be a lot of things that we don't understand, and for sure you are going to clarify that, but we appreciate that there is something in front of us. But then, I need to ask questions that may even take us back. The memorandum of understanding signed. You remember I didn't start with the rest of the team. Was it ever given to the PC? Or is it your own issue? We don't have to see that. That was the first question. And then I also want to check your implement equity. If it's second, I remember there was a time when in one meeting we spoke about this thing. But is it too difficult if you come with a presentation like this, if the board members are not that big? I've even forgotten how big is your board member. Just to you list, you just ask to see if the employment equity is taken into consideration. If you at the beginning you just list the board members, if it's not a problem. If we have it, you refer me to the previous handouts that we got. You said, I don't remember if it's now or the first presentation, employment 10% less in comparison. Is it in comparison to other partners? 10% less. And if you are 10% less, you should be concerned. I know that you said, although it was like there were those who are worse, we are not interested in the other people. We are interested in you. If you are 10% less, you are doing this country a disservice. We need people to be involved. You can't sit with 10% less. We need to check a plan that will deal with it. And then, NAC wants to get rid of the building, like wanting to get rid of it. And I was so scared. Because it's not like they want to improve it or they want to get rid of it. But then, like, you're using these billions. You don't get rid of you, you need to improve. Or like I didn't understand that one, you would say to me. And then finally, some of the money used to settle account beforehand over. Strange that you do not repeat the amount, but prefer to say progress made. You take, and some of us forget. You can say, yeah, you can write and say this is the amount. If you refer to something that is 3-4 meetings back, it might not be helping to some of us. I said finally, but there's this. Do you have acts guiding you? Because I know departments have acts. I know the Department of Education come with their acts and blah, blah, blah. Do you have acts, and have you given those to us? Because if you did, maybe we need to go through them. Because I know that whatever you do, you must be guided by acts of that particular act. If we had my apologies, I'll go and search in my files, but I don't remember going through your. Thank you very much.
I think members just want to ask the. Anyone to respond, but that's still one more question to be answered on the issue that you've raised about the SPV and all the political part to what is your target for funding, who must fund it, you know, it's something you must have time. But I want to thank Monica, at least it has become clear because this is what we always wanted. Because we also report somewhere else, now we can answer field, let's research on these issues. Because if we are not clear, we will just pass a message that we won't like. But others would work on, you know, at least it's clearer to us, you know, and it's very complex, I must say. But I think there must be a time frame to say by this time, this would have been done. And okay, I'll just say it like that, and yeah. Hey, welcome, Dr. Baloyi. How are you? I think there's an error that I made when I started the meeting. Members of Parliament and others. I believe you're all aware that Dr. Neville Alexander has passed away. I think I made that error just particularly, and I mean really participated in the public hearings of the bill. He was a champion, and I think as a Shlengani, you will assist us maybe with faith to release a statement as a portfolio committee on that one. Okay, anyone can answer.
Essentially, pertaining to the issues, if I can ask the DAC to deal with the issues of the terms of transfer, perhaps Chola to deal with the issues of the non-profit organization and how the operating costs will be covered. I think that there were questions pertaining specifically to the NAC on related to the forensic audit and the outcome of that. The audit has been initiated in process of being finalized, and perhaps our ARC chairperson, Mr. Bingu, can speak in a bit more detail about that. I do have a couple more slides in the presentation which deal with the NAC's audit outcome for 2011-2012, which I would say the indulgence of the committee to go through and sort of just explain how we dealt with some of those issues. Essentially, in terms of the property and its maintenance and those kinds of matters, is essentially theoretically it's part of national estate, but certainly in the past, and we know from our own perspective at the National Arts Council building, Public Works hasn't necessarily been involved. But I do understand that there was a commitment from the DAC to assist with some of those capital works aspects, and I'm sure that that would be something that would go forward in this year, and perhaps Glenn or colleagues from the DAC could comment in a bit more detail on that. In terms of the timeframes for transfer, a lot of the preparatory work will ensure the documentation is presented. However, things like the deed office take their own time. December is pretty much a month which the deed office doesn't necessarily process transfers, so we would be looking at least 4 months there for the physical transfer of the deed from the NAC to the Downtown Music Hub. So regardless of preparatory work that we do, we'll eventually reach those kinds of administrative barriers. So we are definitely looking at transfer before the end of the financial year, but probably only in the fourth quarter, because we still need to submit documentation to the deeds office, and then we'll join the queue along with everybody else. We can do some preparatory work, but it's really only once we receive that condemnation from the minister that we can really begin to put lawyers and things in motion and make sure. So what I would ask the portfolio committee is that perhaps if you give us a month or so, we can submit a plan to yourselves once we receive the condemnation from the minister, and then essentially plot out progress with timeframes, and that might give the committee some comfort to show that we are working on deadline. in terms of the questions raised by the member pertaining to the memorandum of understanding, the acts and all of those kinds of things, I know that there was certainly in one version of the report, perhaps Glenn could speak to that. I know that they were as annexes. I'm not sure if that report was tabled here with the portfolio committee. I'm sure Chola can speak to the employment equity question at the Downtown Music Hub. In essence, we would be transferring both the building and the assets because that's essentially what operationalizes the recording aspects. So we would transfer the assets. In terms of the PFMA, there's a very clear principle of the assets, but in terms of transferring the property, we would be operating in the legislative framework of land transfers and the standard processes pertaining to property. In terms of the acts that apply at the moment are the Cultural Promotions Act, the Public Finance Management Act, the NAC Act, and of course the Companies Act, which govern how non-profit organizations. I'm not sure if these acts have been provided, but we certainly will send through copies to the Portfolio Committee and make sure that you've got copies on hand. So I'm hoping that I've dealt with some of those questions.
Perhaps it might be important for us then to deal with the question coming from the chair about the special purpose vehicle. I think that is the, for us as the board, is important to clarify what that is.
Sorry, chair.
Sorry.
Can you wait for the chair to? I don't know. Chairperson?
Did you see you want to come in?
I was requesting that if you would do. I know I have to wait for the chair before we answer that. Sorry, chairperson.
I think that point probably tells you coming back and then you can respond on the other questions. So do not repeat it again.
I think there was a question on valuation which we have CFO which Honorable Moss asked about.
Valuation of the property.
Thank you, sir. The value of the Foxtrot property on the audited financial statement for 2011-2012 is sitting at 8 million. 8 million. 8 million. 8. Yes, after 7.
That is only on the property, but not on the other assets, like your instruments and those things.
All combined, they are sitting in the financial statement of the National Arts Council at 9 million in totality as an asset held for transfer.
I think you can respond because for us, it's because of the conference, it's not only for the chairperson to hear that question he raised. I think then you can proceed on that one because it's still the outside. So that everything can flow because otherwise I will not appear today like last week, till like 2:30.
Thank you very much. I think I will deal with this question, but also respond to the Honourable Member about the issue of whether the funds was a donation and all of that. I will try and touch on that. The colleagues have mentioned that when all this is done, downtown will be managed now by a special purpose vehicle, which is a Section 21. Now, what does that mean? It means that we need to establish a special purpose vehicle, which is a Section 21, in conjunction with the stakeholders in the music industry. And those then becomes the shareholders when we define them as shareholders. Now the question is, who are these stakeholders in the music industry? The critical component players in the music industry are as follows. You've got registered and officially recognized organizations in the music industry that manage the economic interest of specific entities and individuals in the music industry. The first partner or a shareholder, which is the largest, is the Association of Independent Record Companies. It has a vested interest because the bulk of its members are the owners of the companies that at the moment do not have access to cutting-edge recording facilities. As we speak now, this organization, it is housed at the downtown music hub studios. Now, it has, at the moment, registered 858 members across the country. And we have other members that, at the moment, are sitting between them, this organization and RISA. And some are still running out there. But these are what you would call backroom or backdoor studio owners who are trying to make a living, but have produced music that we listen to. So that's the first group of people. The second group of people is the Composers Association of South Africa. That is CASA. These are composers who have come together and have done significantly well. These are the people who have generated most of the songs that are being performed and recorded by some of these members of their independent record companies. So CASA becomes very important in this regard, because CASA, the composers, are the custodians of the copyrights. The third one is SAMPA, South African Music Promoters Association. These are the people who are organizing the festivals across the country. Now, they rely on the composers to come up with songs, then the independent record companies to record those songs, then they then provide the platform for the songs to be performed. All the festivals that you see around the country, from Peter Tari, who runs Joy of Jazz, Sam Angwan, who run Tribute Concert, Rashid Lombard, all of these are the promoters that interact and make South African music to be accessible to our people. That's SAMPA, it has a vested interest. Then we've got the Creators Workers Union of South Africa, KUSA, that represents by and large the performers. And as you will know, that KUSA is one of the affiliated unions with COSATU. So therefore, in as far as employment conditions of this country, the record company owners are then mandated to make sure that they comply and do not perpetuate the exploitation of the performers like it was done in the past. So KUSA comes in as a partner. You then have the Music Management Forum. This is a forum that is run by those people who would always call themselves managers of artists. Every artist has a business manager. So these are the people who make deals on behalf of the artist for live performances. We've got the South African Disabled Music Association, SADMA. This is a group of businessmen and women who are, of course, with disabilities, who participate actively in the music industry. Then we then have a relationship with some of the collecting societies, which are NOM, SAMRO, and of course SAMPRA. Most of these people are members of some of the organizations that are listed above, because they themselves are collecting resources. They will not necessarily be direct part of our shareholders, but they will be by extension a part of the music. So when we say the department purchased downtown for and donated it to the music industry, we are talking about a music industry that is organized through those formations. Here and there, of course, you'll then have individual artists who are not affiliated in any of these structures that are recognized, who will then come out and raise a specific issues. But we've got confidence that all of these structures, all of them, they interact. And I think the last one, which annually you will always hear, Mushito. Mushito Music Conference and Exhibition becomes a platform. All of us sit in the board of Mushito. This is where now we take stock of the music industry on annual basis. At a 3 month, 3 days event, which this year we can happily say it will be taking place from the 5th to the 7th of September. This is where the music industry takes stock of its progress and its contribution to the economy of this country. So now when we talk about the special purpose VIA, we are talking about this Section 21 that at the moment is managed by this board appointed by the minister, whose responsibility is to ensure that they involve the stakeholders that I've listed and then drive the business plan that we presented earlier. I think let me stop there in as far as what is this animal that the chairperson has asked, and I think we are clear there. It is in our understanding that the first amount of money that was given, which was presented by the CEO of AEC, of the amount of money that was used to purchase the assets, from where we stand and from the pronouncement, it was a donation into what you will call a seed fund for the music industry to kickstart and make sure that there is a thorough investment that can develop itself through its business plan into a sustainable economic player in these difficult conditions in the music industry. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't like the term this animal. Last week it was a sensitive meeting. Only issue of in the music industry and all those things. You can remember last week. It is your right as the people, it's the right of the people of South Africa. We're in the music industry. So the country must transform. That's why people vote for this democracy. All sectors must transform. So there's opportunity for the music industry to become also like the first world countries. So it's not an animal, it's a vehicle to drive and make sure transformation is taking place in this industry. Thank you very much. The investigation. Over to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, on the issue of the forensic investigation, we have confirmation in writing from KPMG that they have completed the investigation. It is going to be tabled to the NEC Council on the 27th of September, and then the JC will be able to brief the portfolio committee in the beginning of October.
Chair, can I respond to the question on we said we want to get rid of downtown? Perhaps I used the wrong language. We want to transfer downtown to its rightful owners. Because like I said, National Arts Council is not in the music industry. So we don't know anything about recording, we don't know anything about production and marketing. These are the experts. Now, why perhaps I said get rid is because of downtown and us not being operational and also owning property that we were not supposed to own. We got a qualified audit in 2009-2010. We got an adverse audit opinion in 2010-2011, which made us appear before SCOPA. And I don't want to go back to SCOPA. I think we're going to touch on the audit for 2011-2012, which again is going to be qualified. But I'm sure I can say with confidence that the next audit, 2012-2013, we will have a celebration at the National Arts Council because we will have an unqualified audit because our baby downtown will have been adopted by its rightful parents that will look after it properly. Thank you, Shay.
I think we must welcome the former chairperson of this committee,
who is the chairperson of Public Enterprise. Welcome, Honorable Marulu Lekes, to our committee. I don't know if you have interest in arts and culture. Welcome. Thank you. I'm lost. I'll just here for the next 5 minutes, but you're on board because I went outside.
Chairperson of the council, I think your explanation is more clear. Don't use these funny terms. Yeah, make us more vulnerable. I mean, you are right saying that property must be transferred to the right house. In luckily, the minister did put a board in place. But it's also your brainchild, because that brainchild will be born out of NAC. So you have still a responsibility, although they will become on their own. It's still a responsibility on the monitoring to make sure that that grandchild who is born not die tomorrow. Yeah.
Chairperson, we will not walk away completely. We will still be involved in the parenting. And if the new parents want advice, obviously they are welcome to come back and we will work together. Thank you.
I will give over to you to answering, and then Jefferson, you must take over. I think Honorable and Mrs. Sanskalvik want to follow up question. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'll deal with the issues around the employment first. When I was referring to the slide, I was referring to employment by the cultural industry sector as a whole housing. So I was just making a comparison between cultural heritage and tourism, which is 25, and music, and saying that the difference in the numbers of that. Just a simple comparison between the two. With regards to employment equity, on our board, we have 2 black African females and 6 black African males. So in total, that's 8 members of our board, and that's a representation of the board. With regards to our staffing, what happens with the transfer of business is that when the NAC purchased from Avusa, they also purchased the employee, or not purchased, but the employees were transferred as part of the transfer of business to the National Arts Council. And in terms of the Labor Relations Act, the National Arts Council is required to keep those employees in their employ for a period of 12 months after the transfer, and they cannot dismiss them for operational requirements. So lack of funding, those types of things, but they can be dismissed for misconduct. Now, what has happened is that the purchase took place in 2008. Legally and technically, the National Arts Council had a legal obligation to these employees for the period from 2008 to 2009, after which they have now become de facto the Downtown Music Hub employees because we manage them on a day-to-day basis. So we had inherited them. Now, from the staff, we have 2 white males, 1 black male, 1 colored female. From the Downtown Music Hub staff, and an entity that we're employed by the Downtown Music Hub staff, we just have a black African female myself and a black African male. So that's what our employment equity figures are looking at with regards to that. Now, the next issue that I want to deal with is the term of reference or conditions for transfer. When the asset is transferred, there are a number of agreements that will need to be entered into by all the parties. There will need to be a transfer of business agreement which will govern the transfer of the studios to the Downtown Music Hub. This will deal with the issues of underlying assets, the issues of any employees, if there are any, the issues of any liabilities which have been uncovered through the audit process. That will deal with all of that. That agreement will have to be a tripartite agreement, because technically NAC will be referring to approval from the Department of Art and Culture to transfer to a third party, being us. That's one of the agreements that need to take place. The second agreement would be a transfer of the fixed property, because by law, you're required to reduce that agreement into writing. So there will be a separate agreement of the transfer of the building to us, which will be an agreement signed between ourselves and the National Arts Council. The third thing that needs to be attached to the agreement of transfer of the fixed property is a deed of transfer.
the deed of transfer is going to stipulate the terms and conditions upon which the assets are being transferred to the Downtown Music Hub. So whatever is required by the department or even the National Arts Council for us to meet will be stipulated particularly in the deed of transfer, and we will have to sign on to these terms and conditions as part of or conditions of the transfer to us. So those are the terms of reference which will be stipulated in the deed of transfer. Some of the terms of reference are stipulated in our founding documents as a non-profit company, which specifically talk to the outcomes which the DAC would like to see coming from the Downtown Music Hub, because they have used public funds to purchase the thing for the benefit of the sector, and we need to be able to agree to those terms and conditions. So that issue deals with the terms of transfer, the conditions of transfer. Now, with regards to the NPC and how will the cost be covered, yes, it is a non-profit company, but non-profit companies are not precluded from making money. They're not precluded from owning shares in businesses. They're not precluded from operating businesses. That they can do. What they are precluded from doing is taking whatever profits are generated and distributing it to the directors. So when the transfer takes place, we're effectively taking on income-generating assets in the form of the studios, rehearsal rooms, tenants, and whatever else is there, because those are the assets that are currently there. Our business plan speaks to the development of this asset and venturing into other areas in the music industry. So let me pull it up so that you can see what I'm referring to.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't get that. Oh, you were puzzled.
Yeah, I was puzzled. Oh. I have to pull up the slide so that people can see. So we'll be inheriting income-generating assets with a view to expanding into the recorded music industry value chain, which comprises of different components that are taken, which our board member took you through. Now, in terms of our viability, right now as we sit, we are like an ugly duckling or a really beaten up buggy that can barely move, that is borrowing parts from all other car suppliers so that it can function on a day-to-day basis. We are extremely unattractive to investors, and we have become a problem child that nobody wants to touch. That is our situation at the moment. We have also been in a state of limbo since the purchase of these assets. Downtown Music Hub was only established in 2010, and we became fully operational in July of 2010. But we have been stuck in a place of limbo because we've been created to take on these assets and manage them, which we are managing on a daily basis, but we can't make any proper decisions because they're not ours. So it's been a process of going to and fro, and in that process we've been putting a little bandage here, a little bandage there, and it doesn't make us attractive to anyone for investment. So what we have proposed in our business plan, which gives a lot of detail, is that to implement all those areas that Mr. Maseko highlighted, over a four-year period, we actually require 103,157,195 to deal with all those areas of our business plan. Now, that's a very, very big number. And obviously, we cannot expect the DAC to fund all of that. Our business plan does provide detail for every one of those areas, what other partners we would be looking at. So we'll be looking at the IC, we'll be looking at the DOC, we'll be looking at private funding, we'll be looking at all these other parties. But at this juncture, we cannot go to them. We've got nothing to say. We've got nothing really to show. We're not viable proposition for anyone as we sit at this juncture. So there is a lot of work that needs to be done. We also indicated in our presentation, and it was a one line at the time, that just to get us to a point where we can actually utilize our facilities to their full capacity, because if you remember, I said we've only got two functioning studios, and I can even say one and a half, because it's really the one that's making us money. And at best, per annum, we make $500,000 from the asset, from an asset that requires about 8 million rand a year, just to keep the doors open and have some project and progress. Not to do anything grand, not for renovations, nothing like that, nothing spectacular, just to make sure that we are functioning properly. Now, 500,000 rand a year, that's nothing. That's, you know, in the ocean, it's a drop in the ocean. So what we require is we need to get our assets that we have now, once transfer takes place, to function at a point where we can attract the extra business, we can actually market for ourselves and get our names known in the market and make ourselves a little bit more attractive to potential investors so that we can move away from constantly having to ask the DAC or any other party for funding. We want to reach a point where we are self-sustainable. Now, in order to do that in the short term, we are requesting an amount of 20 million rand. Now, that 20 million rand, I put up the breakdown over there, is to cover the studio upgrade. If the studios are not functioning and the equipment is old, nobody's going to use them. We're not going to generate any money, and we'll be the same position next year and the year after if we don't shut up. We need, and this is what we need for operations, we need about 8,099,757 rand for publishing, which our board member spoke about. We need 779,100. This is a small budget, but it's for publishing, but it's critical because it deals with the intellectual property issues in the music sector. Those are critical issues that need to be dealt with because that is where a bulk of the money is stolen from artists, and particularly our local artists, because they do not understand what is at stake with regards to protecting your intellectual property. And that is something that needs to be done as a matter of urgency and why we have prioritized it here. Same thing with the manufacturing. Printing CDs. There is a monopoly by the majors on pressing plants for CDs. Our people cannot afford to use those facilities. And because they cannot afford to use the facility, all they do is they come to us, they record, they get a master, and they sit with it. So they've spent all their heart and money, some of them, their last cents, to come to us to record something, but there's nothing they can do with it afterwards. So those are the areas that we have prioritized and we require in order just to get us to a point where we are just above a bite. Because in order to become a Rolls Royce, we're going to require the investment that we're asking for in our presentation, but we're not saying we're asking it solely from the DAC. There are lots of other parties, and it requires engagement and partnership between the parties in this room to go to them and ask for the funding so that we can get to the point where we need to get, and ultimately, the number of years, actually control the recorded music industry value chain in this country so that all the money that is being made from music is not being exported internationally. Very little of that money is staying here. I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. Very little of that money is staying in this country, and that's something that needs to be rectified, and this is one of the vehicles to rectify it. With regards to, let me just have answered everything. Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I've been partly covered. But what I want to, the $1 million question is, where will the $20 million come from? That is my question. I visited downtown studios in June with two of my SCOPA colleagues. We've been there. And the building is not that much dilapidated, but what is very clear is that the equipment is, I believe that one of the mixers will cost 1 million rand, etc. So, thank you very much. And I just wanted to know, where will that money come from? But I suppose it's part of the 20 million.
I think the, as you mentioned, clearly mentioned, thanks. A part of the 20 million that, as you can see on a slide, can you go back to that slide or the funding? Yeah, the 20 million one. Yes, is to actually make the studios. Once that funding has come through, it will enable us to get the studios into working condition, not just working condition, but on par what's accepted internationally. So that console that we've seen, and most of the equipment that we want to get rid of, even if it's broken, we can still earn some money from them by selling different bits of those, because we've got interest coming from the UK where they take these things and sell them and refurbish whatever. But as it stands now, that will cover the refurbishment of equipment of all the three studios to get us up and running, and we can attract business from all over the continent, internationally and locally.
Perhaps, Chair, through you, let's answer the primary question, where will it come from? I think it's clear what it will do. It is our understanding as the board that the Department of Arts and Culture will work with us, because that is the seed funding that we require to get downtown to at least a state at which we can be able to go and engage investors, so that when we invite them to come and see the value of it and what it is, the capacity, they can actually not get into the downtown that you have visited. I think for us, without any fear, we are saying that the only source at the moment is the DAC, understanding very well that DAC women government helping us communicating with other stakeholders that can make sure that we get access to that. And I think the DAC is here, so that has been the understanding, and that's what the board understands.
Okay, I think we are clear now, and I'm very content with this issue of downtown more than anything. It's been dragging, and I know, Angie, you are doing your best on site as well, on both sides, but I think the message to the public is not what it's understood here. We said the other day, chairperson of Black would never ensure that any of our heritage music goes down the drain. We'll always ensure that those buildings are there. I think it's one of the issues that I'm raising also with the manager, to say that these places must be identified. And I was asking Sarah from stage that, do you only identify graves? Is your issue only product that, you know, how do you also identify some issues? Because I grew up in Soweto, knowing every artist is from downtown, whether even if they were not from downtown, we only knew downtown, you know. And people from the Eastern Cape 10 years back would go and say, we could find downtown studios. You know, it's history for many people, but it becomes a concern for us if then things are not done correctly. That's why in the morning we want it detailed by detail, so that we can have a clear understanding to even see how do we go to the house and make a statement that this improvement has been made, you know. One thing when it comes to the portfolio, sometimes we forgive people like you. In others, Ms. Patuza, Talipashe, Pekzaki, Fatim, Kombi, Port. But because we are patient, because we understand some of the people, it's shock to them to come and present in front of the portfolio, what not to say. But from what I get, remember, say, well, there are many issues that you want to raise, but I believe if we can, we can also maybe in our informal sessions maybe do our oversight again in Johannesburg to come, because sometimes I found people are more comfortable when we are in their offices than they come here. I don't know what intimidates you in this world, but I'm not sure what does it. But I think the members of the portfolio, we are a bit clear on what is being done, and any final words before I close? Amkwetla? NAC, let me say NAC.
Chairperson, from our side, what is just left is for the minister to say to us, here is the letter authorizing the transfer. And then we go ahead. Then we go to the deeds office. But as soon as we get the go ahead from the minister, because we are ready. I think we've done everything that needed to be done. The audit has been done, we know the books are in order, we just need to say, let us go ahead and hand over. So that should take, I don't know, 6 months? We can't really, you know, it's very difficult to put our finger on a time period. But it is almost done. That I can say with confidence, it is almost done.
Mr. Laka?
Well, from downtown.
Can you say downtown? Because I don't want to speak
it off. Downtown. On our side, I mean, this is for us incredible breaking news in the sense that we have almost reached finality in what we've been waiting for to really go deliver to our people this important vehicle that will actually alleviate the frustrations that have been there for so many years and months. And we want to go out here smiling and saying that at least something has been achieved today in regards to the downtown music hub.
Thank you. Ms. Badouza, or anyone from the department wants to start? I think, Mr., you must say something because you are the one who's specifically directly dealing with this.
Thank you, Chair. I'd opted to be silent because I think what's unfolding here clearly gives me the confidence that actually we are reaching finality. From the DG sent me email before he went to Ethiopia and said, Raglan, can you fast track the transfer issues, because Minister has instructed him to do so. So clearly, by the end of the financial year, I think the issue of downtown will be celebratory. And I think what we've heard from the downtown board and the chief executive, we are not here throwing money down the drain into a white elephant, but we are making a huge investment into the sector so that we can develop a very strong industry that is sustainable. But what's giving us pleasure, it is the commonwealth of organizations that's going to own downtown, the individual associations. I think that's a first in South Africa, where the unity of the music players own this asset. I think the Honorable Mem asked, what's next? I think the what's next question, it's a very interesting one. It's a mixed bag. We, when I say we, the DAC, after the workshop with Downtown Studios, to talk about the business model, to talk about what next at the level of governance to consolidate this organization, we've made overtures to Treasury to interrogate the business plan. As you know, we live in a world of competing interests. We don't have a ballpark figure, but Treasury is not saying it won't come to the party. And Treasury is also saying it doesn't want to be the only party. So the question of downtown, the board to look for extra monies, we will take them by the hand. We'll work together this journey because it's in the interest of job creation. It's in the interest of the development of intellectual property development in this country. So, Chair, I'm optimistic, and I hope you'll continue to interrogate our plans vigorously, but also recognize that we are quite serious about transforming the whole cultural industries. Minister Mashatile's vision of Zanzi Golden Economy, I think it's a revolutionary approach to looking at culture as an investment for social development. I want to thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Abadur.
Yes, thank you very much. But I just wanted to add by saying, Chair, I think it has been, I would imagine members would also agree with me that it was a good session after last week, Honorable Moss. At least now members have got a broader understanding of where government is going with regards to the music industry. Thank you.
Okay. I thank you. Members, any final words? Not questions. Okay.
Okay, question. I'm slightly covered by the previous speakers of the department on the issue of the time frame. If Mao was talking about, I don't want to put a finger down the 4 months or whatever, but I think the CEO did cover us. She's saying before the book year close. I mean that it's next year March, and maybe this property issue will be settled. I think they'll give us enough time, all of us. But before the new book year, this thing must be over. Otherwise, we're getting another qualified report. Thank you, Mashi.
Thank you, Mamsan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is very brief. It's actually to thank you again. We have been taken apart a little bit because some of us were very black when we started, but as you explained, understood. But I would like to caution, I don't know how to do this from our status, that your qualified and advert audit must never resurface. We don't know how well you can assure us that, because we understand it's something of the past, But we need to understand that it's buried. We don't need that. We need a qualified audit and stuff. Otherwise, yeah, we are there to listen and to assist when you want to talk. Please talk to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members.
Sorry, and to thank the chairperson, there was a time when we had to, we don't want you to, not to be thanked, but there was a time when definitely we should not have moved, but yeah, you provided the platform that we continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Baba Wunda.
Just maybe in the lighter note, thanks for to hear that not long the transfer will be done. So it was something which I would not like to use the word confusing. If there are seated there being three components, the NAC, DAC, and the downtown studio. You know, when they present using their technicality, their terminology, and so on, we usually not even know how to pose questions. So now, if it is now being faced directly to downtown studio, I think we'll be able to know exactly what are we doing, what are we dealing with, and what question will we raise. And if we do, our oversight will know exactly what we are looking for, not particularly in terms of the funds allocated, but what is it all about. Thanks for the effort, for the good news, if I may call it, through you, Chair.
Okay, thanks. Not a problem. Do you have anything to say? Okay, thank you. And members and all our invited entities, I think it will be honorable as a portfolio committee, something that I was supposed to have done it before we started, just to observe a moment of silence for Dr. Alexander, who's been very active in this committee. Just thank you. Thank you so much. And we are done now. I would like to officially close this meeting. I know people want to chat afterwards. I'll just ask the committee members to just for 5 minutes. I know some people here want to raise their issues. Yes, okay. Just to give us a few minutes. You can sit and listen to us. It's fine. I remember with an invitation, there's an invitation here from Mr. Mashapele. It came today, so don't ask me why am I saying. What's the day today? Sam, it came today. It says must RSVP before today. Again. It came today, but it says we must RSVP today. It's about a cocktail function of the Social International Congress that has been hosted. Every member is invited. So if you want to go, you can come. It's on Friday at the ICC convention at 18 hours for 18:30, Dasut or traditional. It came today, so if members want to go, they can come to Dabu. Yeah, you opened. Okay. That's it. I'll officially close this meeting, but I would like to make members in the corner just for 5 minutes. There's one issue that I want us to discuss, our own private issues. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, all one. Members, can I see you on this call for 5 minutes? Okay, yes. Downtown and NXT wait, because members want to talk to you informally. So can I just meet them for 5 minutes? What I'm showing.